Hi, my name is Ajnay Dawkins, and I am a Writing Freedom Fellow. I'll be reading a poem excerpt from my manuscript in progress, which I refer to as the Jane Doe Project. This manuscript explores the 1990s disappearance of my great aunt. This excerpt is from a poem entitled, "My Grandmother Dying Was a Pain in the Ass." Here are some unfun facts. 1. You cannot fulfill a final will and testament until everyone named is accounted for. 2. The burden of proof belongs to the family when attempting to declare a missing member dead. It is difficult to declare someone dead without a body. You have to prove that this is not estrangement. You have to prove the presence of a ghost. You can't say, "Your Honor, she's here with us in the courtroom. She's behind the stand. The gavels cackle in a courtroom." You have to say, "We tried every way possible to locate her," until they declare it good enough for document. You have to detail the ways. Your foot search and flyers, your police report, your gossip network, your God begging, your grieving heart on the stand. You have to prove without a shadow of a doubt that your aunt would have come home if she could, would have never gone this long without saying, "I'm sorry. I love you. I can't believe you grown now. My babies had babies. My mama is dead," without at least trying to get clean from what we suspect disappeared her, without making a scene at the casket. You have to prove that your aunt is not just gone, but dust and star and dream. The judge has to believe you. You have to believe you. You have to abandon your last numb limb of hope. You have to commit blasphemy. You have to play God, resisting all your church rearing and religious fear that says you never declare someone dead before you absolutely know they are. The power of the tongue and all. It just as quick make you a murderer speaking over their life that way. Who are you to abandon hope but claim to be a believer? My grandmother was a devout woman. She left her name in that will because surely if anything could conjure her daughter after all these years, it would have been her dying. This document of her hope, its implication so legally binding, was a pain in everyone's ass.